Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
All right, why would Dean Martin take Dean Martin instead of his real name, Dan? What was Dino's real name?
Dino Paul Crocetti or Crocetti.
Yeah, that's a better name than Dean Martin, I think.
I don't know.
Dean Martin has that nice ring to it, though.
Yeah, back in the all-time was Rock Hudson, I think. So, Joey, are you thinking of changing your name yet to Joey Sips?
I wouldn't do Joey Sips. Like I said, I would take my two middle names, Edwin and Thomas, and call myself Eddie Thomas.
Okay.
This is a good name. It has a ring to it.
I think it's already used, isn't it?
Yeah, there's probably somebody out there. Well, I think it's his real name, but he's got a great name for doing what we do. He does sports talk. Native Philadelphian, who's now in Atlanta, big player there and a national guy, too. He's the co-host of the Buck and Kincaid show on 680 The Fan in Atlanta, noon to 3. The JK Show, CBS Sports Radio nationally, Sundays 6 to 9 a.m. And he does the big podcast with Shaq. Now, there's a great, that is a real name. But when you have one name, you just say Shaq and you know who you're talking about. That's pretty good. Let's go to John Kincaid with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, it is so great to hear you. I've heard you many times when I've been home visiting my mom and family back in Delco. I'm a Delco kid, so I've heard you many times. Always liked your work. Always liked your story. And I think your relatability to your listeners is something that I always wanted to congratulate you on. I think you have a very relatable way with your listeners, and I think that that's admirable in our business. And it's probably one of the reasons that you've stuck around and haven't been able to kick you out the door yet.
Thank you, John, very much.
That's probably what it is, right?
Yeah, well, as a Delco guy, you got to be amazed at what has happened from the Civil War Republicans, even if they were weak at times, till now. And now we have a George Soros guy as DA. And an incredibly progressive council. It's all progressive, God. Sean.
I can tell you this, Dom. My mom is in Drexel Hill. She's almost 91 years old. She said, she goes, I was born at the stock market crash, raised in the Great Depression, and I stayed around long enough to live through a damn pandemic. And she's not in a senior home. So obviously she's safe in Pennsylvania because that seems to be the place where, if she was in a home, she probably is most at risk.
I
can't believe some of the things that were done. Like, Dom, what they did in our state down here in Georgia is the beginning of the outbreak. They activated the National Guard and had the National Guard go into every senior living facility to facilitate its cleaning. I mean, we're talking hazmat suits to clean the places down, sanitize them. And then you know what they did, Dom? These hardworking Georgians, they stood there on guard to make sure what was coming into the building, who was coming into the building. If anyone was coming into the building to work, let's check their temperature. Let's do testing of people who were coming in and out, who were the people who were the caregivers. And you know what we don't have? We don't have the deaths like that. In our old
folks home. And John, you just told us something we didn't know. The media doesn't cover that. That's why I wanted to
have
you
on. Oh, no, they won't cover that. No, because we're bumpkins down here, Dom. You know, even though I'm a Philly guy, so they still don't accept me down here. They look at me as sort of like the crazy uncle, but they've kept me down here for 25 years. They don't want to report that. because, you know, Georgians are bumpkins and Floridians are bumpkins. And the Northeast, you know, is so elite. Everything is so elite there. It's a, we're more educated. We're more cultured. Well, guess what? I'm from Delco. Anyone tries to spin to me that the Northeast is more, you know, elite and more, please, I'm a Delco guy. Keep it real. We're hardworking. We're smart. We're motivated people. And most of our parents, they drug their way to Delco. And maybe we're, like my parents, we're first generation. My mom grew up in Garrett Hill. But my dad, you know, and his family, they were mail carriers. And they came home from the Second World War. And they moved out to Broomall, Pennsylvania. And my mom and dad, you know, built, you know, got a house that was just built, track housing out there in Broomall. I love it. It's my hometown. I'm proud of it. But you know what? I saw parents that raised us, and they worked their backsides off, Dom. And
yep,
to think
exactly.
To me, that today's Delco parents, who, by the way, are living a much higher quality of life than probably we lived in the 70s, that they're being denied the ability to go to work. They're being denied the ability to go to be able to just go about their business responsibly and ethically. And I'm telling you, we have laid down the political swords here in Georgia.
Let me ask you to drill down a little bit on that. Now, look, even the president was skeptical of the governor at that point, Kemp.
No, he was highly critical. Donald Trump was wrong.
I was too. I got to admit it. I'm not there on the ground because, look, the one thing I wanted was the media to savage the rest of us if Kemp failed. But I didn't know what was going on with the nursing homes. That's not reported. Now, DeSantis in Florida, I think even better in some ways because he has a much more at-risk population there. They were waiting to pounce on him. But I didn't know what you just said, and you're right. We have not found a death rate going up or anything else in Georgia or Florida.
No, we're going down.
It's textbook.
They just adjusted our numbers. When they reopened Georgia, they were telling us that they were expecting like 1,728 cases on June 14th. That's when they opened up the state 3 weeks ago. They readjusted the numbers yesterday to three. They expect now 324. It is one fifth of the numbers that they were projecting. And we've only been open for 3 weeks. But what's been great, Dom, is we have people who are great liberal minds. We have people who are great conservative minds. We have people who are on all kinds of, whether it's African-American, white, Hispanic, whatever it is. This city loves to work. This city and this community and the state of Georgia loves to work. It loves to generate income. Mm-hmm. It loves to have people. And whether you're Republican, Democrat, whatever alike, when they reopened this state, it was almost universally praised. There were some politicians who were against it.
Well, the mayor of Atlanta thinks that the death march is underway. You know, that's part of it.
She doesn't dig me. Keisha doesn't dig me much, Dom. The last mayor who was in office, he would literally get into famous Twitter battles with me because I would go on him on the air and people would be like, "You're going after the mayor," and I'm like, "He deserves to be questioned. He deserves to be questioned."
Exactly.
So Keisha's more of a fan.
John, let me talk about your podcast though with Shaquille O'Neal. Is Shaquille O'Neal a bit of a moderate to conservative kind of guy?
He is a centrist, is how I would describe him.
Okay.
Because I've seen him take points of view that I consider to be very liberal, and I've seen him take points of view that I would consider to be very conservative. But he does judge on each case's merit. And he is a guy who definitely is a civil liberties guy. He's a law and order guy. Remember, this is a guy who is actually a sheriff, a sworn-in sheriff's deputy.
God.
This is a guy who rides with, when he goes to his house in Miami, one of his favorite things to do in the summertime, he goes down to Miami or he's home in Orlando. He loved on a Thursday night to go ride with the detectives. And he tells stories. He'll go out and he'll go, "I'm riding tonight." And I'll be like, "You're riding tonight? Be careful." And he's out on like a drug raid. He's out on like a thing. And you're thinking Shaquille O'Neal. They had a story. He told us a story in the podcast real quickly. He told us a story about that he was at this drug raid. He was driving one night. They're going to do this drug raid on this house. And they figured there was like five or six conspirators inside. And they went, "Shaq, you just go by the back door and make sure nobody gets out the back door." So they storm the house. And of course, one guy comes running to get out the back door. He runs out the back door, knocks right into Shaq, and literally looks at him and he goes, I'm not going to say what he said. He goes, "You're Shaq." And he goes, and if you move one muscle, I'm going to kick your ass.
Unbelievable.
John,
thanks for that. You give me a real good perspective on Georgia and Florida. Where do people find John Kincaid? Where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at John Kincaid, and you can find me on weekends on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. You can find the big podcast with Shaq anywhere you can find podcasts. So iTunes, Podcast One, whatever. It is a corny show. Dom, it's not smart. It is we play dumb games. We play dumb games. We talk about issues of the day. We're total cornballs. We love
That's one foot. Hey, John, love having you. Please come back, and we'll get another update
anytime.
From you soon. Thank you, John.
Say hello to everybody back home. See you.
All right, John Kincaid from Delco.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.